Welcome to the weekend. This is Stephen Schmidt from the Gazette Digital News Desk, and I'm here with your update for Saturday, May 14th and Sunday, May 15th. Graduation weekend is upon us for Iowa's universities, and the jubilant graduates will be greeted with some much improved weather. It'll be sunny in the Cedar Rapids area with a high near 85 degrees on Saturday. There will be a chance for rain Sunday morning into the early afternoon, but after 2 p.m., it should be partly sunny, with a high near 70 degrees. Speaking of graduations, students are enthusiastic for the return of in-person celebrations at Iowa's universities after years of COVID-19 disruptions, even leading Iowa State to roll out an additional ceremony to meet demand. In total, more than 11,500 graduates across the University of Iowa, Iowa State University, and the University of Northern Iowa campuses are expected to participate in dozens of commencement ceremonies this weekend. Tears fell and tempers flared Friday in a Linn County courtroom as family members confronted the convicted killer of a mother and her unborn child. Johnny Osborne, 28, was sentenced Friday to 50 years in prison for the murder of 25-year-old Asia T. Grice and her baby in Cedar Rapids in 2020. Osborne only avoided the possibility of a life sentence by agreeing with the prosecution to plead guilty to the crimes. Kiona Smith, who was in the apartment at the time of the shooting, was also shot in the head by Osborne. Osborne admitted he had intended to kill her as well, but she survived with serious injuries. After an emotional statement, Melvin Watson, the father of Asia Grice, approached Osborne, sitting at the defendant's table, but five Linn County Sheriff's deputies intervened, and family members also asked him to stop. He relented and sat back with family members in the courtroom. A truck driver was killed Friday morning following a collision with a train operated by Iowa Interstate Railroad. The crash happened around 7:25 a.m. at the Vail Avenue crossing in Durant. The crossing has gates, but it is not known whether they were functioning at the time of the crash. The truck driver was ejected in the crash. The driver's name is being withheld pending notification of relatives, the Iowa State Patrol said. The operator of the locomotive was not identified in initial crash reports. Durant is in Cedar County, about 40 miles east of Iowa City. Have a good weekend, everyone. We made it through a very unusually warm week. Time to remind ourselves that summer has not yet actually arrived.